Well, I'm sure that Nicholas does feel very happy to have landed this prize. But we can now hear about a group of friends who certainly were prize guys. Derek James reckons that this is a story which would make a great TV series or even a film. So here's Tim to introduce us to the competition kings and queens of a golden era.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
Imagine you're whizzing along in a Lotus Elan sports car, soaking up the sun in the Caribbean, or relaxing by the Italian lakes. Perhaps attending film premieres, mixing with the famous at sporting events, or just counting cash and watching your free TV, and it was colour. Well, all this and more happened to a small team of very clever and astute men and women working at Norwich Union back in the late 1960s and 1970s. They were the Syndicate. And they ruled the roost in the tough and highly competitive competition world for several years. The man at the controls of this extraordinary and at times rather secretive group was Alan Wilde, who's now in his 80s. And another of the members was a certain Philip, Mr. Wyndham Yaxley. Alan explained that in 1969, a group of Norwich Union Insurance Society employees formed a syndicate to enter trade competitions. They were on consumer products which were part of everyday life. A publication called the Competitors' Journal gave information about forthcoming competitions. And so, a group of about 14 people, mostly from the Life Claims Department, put their heads together. Competitions suitable for the syndicate were those which required a number of entries to give a better chance of a winning solution. A slogan would usually be required as well, said Alan, who lives at Sprowston near Norwich. Many of them would ask for a number of given product details to be put in order of importance and proof of purchase, that kind of thing. For example, Rosemary Creamer of Helsden was pictured in the paper receiving the keys of a Morris Marina car from racing driver Graham Hill at the Earl's Court Motor Show. Rosemary, who had two daughters aged 4 years and 10 months, had won first prize in a national milk competition in which she had to place, in the right order, 6 benefits of milk particularly applicable to a 4-year-old child. Her husband Keith, who just happened to work at Norwich Union, accompanied her to London to receive the prize with her milkman, Ivan Wells of Norwich, who was treated to a day out. The syndicate laid down their rules, which all members had to follow. Prizes needed to be money or saleable items to enable proceeds to be shared among members, while prizes such as holidays were on an individual basis. They met up after work on the third Wednesday of the month to sort things out and get down to the nitty-gritty. Prizes won included 5 cars, the best being a Lotus Elan, numerous cash prizes, the best being £3,500, colour TVs, a whole host of holidays all over the world. Alan especially enjoyed St. Lucia. Alan and Philip went to the Monza Grand Prix and stayed at Lake Como. 1 million Green Shield stamps, and invitations to top sporting events and film shows, and so much more. Philip recalls when 4 of them went to the Castle Hotel in Norwich to pick up a cheque for £568 each from Jane Probyn of Anglia TV in a Cadbury's competition. There were 44 winners nationwide, and 4 of them were from the syndicate, but they pretended they didn't know each other on the night. The syndicate was a well-oiled machine, and its success reflected the effort put in by its members, said Alan.
Goodness, that's certainly a good story.